here's a story from The World.
In the northern Chinese city of Qingdao, a new outbreak of the coronavirus has been reported. 12 people have been identified as having the illness at a city hospital there. So this week, local officials, leaving nothing to chance, announced a plan to test all the residents of Qingdao, 9 million people. The World's Rebecca Canther in Shanghai has more.
The loudspeaker at this outdoor testing site says, be patient, wear your mask, and keep distance. A long line of people stand waiting their turn. But testing all 9 million residents in just 5 days? How is that even possible? Michael Brown, an American teacher, waited an hour and a half on Monday for his COVID test. So I called him up to find out more.
Success.
So where are you now?
I'm in my community. This is a Maidao Jiayuan community where I live.
He shows me the testing site behind him.
There's the registration area, and there's the line, and then there's 1, 2, 3 testing tents. I think in one of these tents they do the analysis.
Brown says the process is pretty straightforward.
You wait in line, and then you register, then you wait in line, and then you, when it's your turn, you go into the tent, you say, ah, they swab your throat, they give you a larynx swab, and that's it. It takes about 1 minute after you get in the tent. All you have to do is say, ah, and try not to gag. It's pretty simple.
The testing started late on Sunday, and as of this morning, more than 3 million people have been through the process. What's happening in Qingdao isn't new. The entire population of Wuhan, all 11 million of them, were tested in June. And cities like Beijing and Urumqi also did large-scale mandatory testing over the summer in response to outbreaks. It seems mass testing has become China's tool of choice to fight the pandemic. Dr. Chao Guibin, a thoracic surgeon in Guangdong with his own TikTok channel, posted this video. He says, this kind of large-scale nucleic acid testing will be a powerful means to control future outbreaks. We need to continue to wear masks and take preventative measures. I checked in with Bianca Wang, a Qingdao native who works as a journalist there, to see how the outbreak is impacting people's lives. The city has pretty much remained open for business, she says, with schools and public transport running as usual. But in apartment compounds across the city, people in masks are lining up outside of tents. In Wang's compound, where more than 10,000 people live, there are 5 testing sites, and lines are short, maybe 20 people long. Wang says after the official statement that everyone would be tested, she kept getting reminders. She says, our companies, our schools, our apartment managers, our neighborhood committees, they all sent out reminders over text message and WeChat. Everyone knows about it and comes to get tested. Nighttime is busiest because most people go after work. Testing goes on till 11 p.m. People can check their results after 24 hours through a green code health app on their phone that everyone in China must now use to access public buildings and to travel. This large-scale testing is possible in China in part due to big data monitoring that's already set up to keep track of people's movements here.
The government has a much tighter hold on its communities here, and we're much more community-oriented in China as well.
For many in China, that level of control isn't seen as a bad thing, especially during a pandemic response. For Wang, the mandatory testing offers peace of mind. She says, I think it's our duty, but also we're taking responsibility for our own health and the health of others. No positive cases have been reported yet, but testing will continue throughout the week. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.
From PRX.